This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The reality of the decision by School Superintendent Christina Kishimoto that campuses will remain closed for the remainder of the academic year is just settling in. HPR's Ashley Mizuo joins us this morning with a story about how progress with online learning has been a mixed bag from pre-K to high school.
Well, as we know now, there's going to be no formal graduation ceremony, and pretty much third quarter grades are the last, like, letter grades that are going in for pretty much everyone. For each individual level of schooling, so preschool, elementary, and high school, they're all kind of dealing with their own issues, but the overall sentiment is that they're under no illusion that distance learning is going to be able to provide the same level of education that they were getting before they went to distance learning. So I spoke with Stephen Barnett from the National Institute of Early Education Research, and he was telling me that there's a very big difference between, that's for preschools, and he said that there's a very big difference between teaching children how to learn versus building off of that learning foundation, and that is going to take a lot of time from parents keep children engaged in the distance learning, and he understands that that's probably not going to be possible for all parents or caregivers for these children. They're pretty much concerned on the preschool realm of how much preschool students are losing when they're missing out on these social interactions with other kids and then teachers, and they just said pretty much kindergarten next year just going to have to be prepared for far less prepared students than they usually are receiving. And then there's even a big difference between elementary schools and high schools. I was speaking with Kaneohe Elementary School principal, Derek Minakami, and he says that for the students that they've been unable to reach, he's actually going and making house calls himself, obviously keeping his distance, but he'll, like, go physically to the students' homes to try to make sure that they're okay. One of the main concerns for the older elementary school students is that the ones that aren't really participating in the distance learning, they're concerned that older siblings are kind of being left to supervise and take care of the younger ones, and then in turn losing out on that distance education that they could be getting because they're becoming more like a caretaking kind of body in the home while the parents are working during the day or just dealing with everyday problems.
Not everybody has computers, right?
At Kaneohe L, out of the 617 students, they've handed out 60 computers and then 100 physical packets. So as the public schools here, they're doing a mixed approach of both online learning and physical, like, worksheet packets, and sometimes they're mixing them. Others are relying on the physical packets for those who don't have the resources, like internet or the computer issue, or maybe if this family only has one computer and, like, a bunch of kids and parents are all trying to use this one computer, so that's been a little bit difficult as well. In the high schools, they're mostly concerned about mental health and how students are able to cope. They're not able to do in-person counseling, so that's a little bit difficult. And for a lot of students, they're missing a lot of milestones, like prom, graduation. You know, this time is when they're seniors supposed to be spending time with their friends and kind of moving into that transition out of high school. And it's been a little bit more difficult for high schools to get in touch with older students because they're older and they have a little bit more autonomy than you see in, like, elementary school students and certainly in preschool students.
Anything else you're hearing from teachers or principals?
Right. The general advice has been this can be a good time for teachers to have shorter one-on-one or small group time with students that they wouldn't normally get in the normal classroom when they're trying to deal with, you know, however many students they need to, and physically they can be, like, kind of breaking them into smaller groups or doing one-on-one sessions, and that's been good for the students who are more at risk, who are maybe already were behind before COVID-19 and are now at risk of falling even farther behind. But the main advice for parents that all the experts have told me is to, like, keep your kids on some kind of schedule and find some kind of normalcy, but don't be too worried about missing specific assignments because they understand that, you know, everyone is coping with this outbreak in different ways and they're having a lot of hardships on families, and teachers and principals completely understand that. And then if you're a teacher or principal listening, I would love to hear from you as well. Very interested in how you've had to adjust and what you're seeing with your students.
And there's also summer school, right?
Right, and they're looking at that to be an online thing as well.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just have to see how it goes. It changes from day to day, but thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
We've been talking to HPR's Ashley Mizuo to get a snapshot of what's happening with distance learning in our public schools.